Isaiah, chapter 37. And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes, and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of Yahweh. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet the son of Amoz. And they said to him, Thus says Hezekiah, This day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and of disgrace, for the sons have come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be Yahweh your God will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria his master has sent to defy the living God, and will rebuke the words which Yahweh your God has heard, therefore lift up your prayer for the remnant who is left. So the slaves of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said to them, Thus you will say to your master, Thus says Yahweh, Don't be afraid of the words that you have heard, with which the attendants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Look, I will put a spirit in him, and he will hear some news, and will return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned, and found the king of Assyria warring against Libnah, for he had heard that he had departed from Lachish. And he heard it said concerning Tirhakah king of Ethiopia, He has come out to fight against you. And when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, Thus you will speak to Hezekiah king of Judah, saying, Don't let your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, Jerusalem will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Look, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands, by destroying them completely, and will you be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them, which my fathers have destroyed, Gozan, and Haran, and Rezeph, and the sons of Eden who were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath, and the king of Arpad, and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, of Hena, and Iva? And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers, and read it, and Hezekiah went up to the house of Yahweh, and spread it before Yahweh. And Hezekiah prayed to Yahweh, saying, O Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, who sits above the cherubim, you are the God, even you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Yahweh, and hear, open your eyes, O Yahweh, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, who has sent to defy the living God. Of a truth, Yahweh, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the countries, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of man's hands, wood and stone, therefore they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Yahweh our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are Yahweh, even you only. Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent to Hezekiah, saying, This is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, Whereas you have prayed to me against Sennacherib king of Assyria. This is the word which Yahweh has spoken concerning him, The virgin daughter of Zion has despised you and laughed you to scorn, the daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head at you. Whom have you defied and blasphemed? And against whom have you exalted your voice and lifted up your eyes on high? Even against the Holy One of Israel. By your slaves you have defied the Lord, and have said, With the multitude of my chariots I have come up to the height of the mountains, to the innermost parts of Lebanon, and I will cut down its tall cedars, and its choice fir trees, and I will enter into its farthest height, its forest park. I have dug and drank water, and with the sole of my feet I will dry up all the rivers of Egypt. Have you not heard how I have done it long ago, and formed it of ancient times? Now I have brought it to pass, that it should be yours to lay waste fortified cities into ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were of small power, they were dismayed and confounded, they were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, which is blighted before the east wind. But I know your rising up and your sitting down, and your going out and your coming in, and your raging against me. Because of your raging against me, and because your arrogance has come up into my ears, therefore I will put my hook in your nose, and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way by which you came. And this will be the sign to you, you will eat this year that which grows of itself, and in the second year that which springs of the same, and in the third year sow, and reap, and plant vineyards, and eat their fruit. And the remnant that has escaped of the house of Judah will again take root downward, and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem will go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion those who will escape. The zeal of Yahweh of hosts will perform this. Therefore thus says Yahweh concerning the king of Assyria, He will not come to this city, nor shoot an arrow there, neither will he come before it with shield, nor cast up a mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same he will return, and he will not come to this city, says Yahweh. For I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake, and for my slave David's sake. And the angel of Yahweh went forth, and struck in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000, and when men arose early in the morning, look, these were all dead bodies. So Sennacherib king of Assyria departed, and went and returned, and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his god, that Adramelech and Sharzer his sons struck him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat. And Esar Haddon his son reigned in his stead.